Sechet Mura Paragalach Mishnah Gimel Mamirin Avarim Be'uber. Below Ubrim Be'Avar. You can't make into a Tmura an Avar of a Behema. For example, you want to make into a Tmura only one regal of a Behema. And you want to do so Tachas and Uber Eflad inside the Behema's Kachet. You say the regal of this Behema Chulin should be Kaidish Tachas Uber the Blot inside the Behema that's Kaidish. That would not work. And so too, you cannot be Namer and make into a Tmura an Uber a Vlad inside a Behema's Chulin Tachas and Aver. Then Aver of the Behemoth's Kodesh. You say that the Uber inside the Behemoth's Chulin should be Kodesh, Tachas one leg of the Behemoth's Kodesh. That would not work. V'lo Avarim v'Uberim v'Shlemim. And so too, if you want to make into a Tmura and make Kodesh an Aver and an Uber, Tachas a Shalim, an entire Behemoth's Kodesh, you say that the limb of this Behemoth and also the Uber, the Vlad inside this Behemoth should be Kodesh, Tachas this Behemoth's Kodesh. That would not work. Velo Shlemim Behen. And so too, you cannot be Mamer and make into a Tmura an entire Behemoth's Chulin, Tachas an Aver and an Uber. If you say this entire Behemoth's Chulin should be Kodesh, Tachas one limb of a Behemoth's Kodesh plus Tachas the Uber inside the Behemoth's Kodesh, that also would not work. As the only way to make a Tmura according to the Tanakhama is to make into a Tmura an entire Behemoth's Chulin, Tachas an entire Behemoth's Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mamirin Avarim B'Shlemim, Velo Shlemim B'Avarim. Rabbi Yossi argued. He said, you could make into a Tmura one limb of a Behema as long as you do so Tachas a Shalem, Tachas an entire Behema's Kodesh. But vice versa you cannot do. You cannot make into a Tmura an entire Behema's Chulin, Tachas one Ava of a Behema's Kodesh. If you say that this Behema's Chulin should be Kodesh, Tachas one limb of a Behema's Kodesh, that would not work. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael wants to bring a riot to his din. The halobim mekdashim ha'omer ragla shazu ola kulo ola. When somebody originally is makdish a behema, in other words, is makdish a behema regularly, not ayudei tmur, and he says only one regal of this behema should be an ola, it would work, and the entire behema would be an ola. After his makdish the one regal, automatically the entire behema would become an ola. So too over here by Tmura, when you say the regal of this behema chulin should be kodesh tachas, an entire behema is kodesh, so it should work the same way. That it should be kodesh, an entire behema would get kedusha for that which you were mamer onto the regal. While the Tanakhama argued, the Tanakhama holds, even when you originally makdish a behema, even shelo ayidei Tmura, if you say one regal of a behema should be an ola, it does not become an ola. The only way to be makdish a behema is to at least to be makdish an aver that the neshama is tzuva, an aver that the behema cannot live without, such as a liver. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama and Echanami, they would agree. If you makdish the liver of a behema, in such a case, the entire behema would be kodesh. But as opposed to when you makdish just the regal of the behema, since the behema could live without the regal, the behema would not become kodesh. Masachat Mura Paragalach Mishnah Dalet Ena Meduma Medamea Elo Lefiched. Meduma is that when Truma gets mixed up with Chulin, a little bit of Truma fell into Chulin, and we don't know which part of the Truma, which part is a Chulin, that there has to be 100 times the amount of Chulin per the amount of Truma that fell in order for the Truma to be bottled and for a non-Kohen to be able to eat this Tefuah. But if there's more than 1/100th of Truma per Chulin, in such a case the Truma is not bottled, the entire thing has to be given to Kohen. This is called meduma, when the entire thing gets a din of truma. Now, if some of that meduma falls into different chulin, then the din is, the Mishnah tells us, that that original meduma is not midamea, the second chulin that some of it fell into, ala lefichet, but only according to the amount of the original truma that fell into chulin. We don't say that since the truma that originally fell into chulin was more than 100 per that chulin, therefore all that chulin got a din like truma. So therefore, when some of that meduma falls into different chulin, we should look at the meduma that fell in as if it was entirely truma, since the whole thing is offered to non-Kohanim, and we don't say that. Instead, we make a cheshbon as to what percentage of this meduma is truma, so when it falls into other chulin, that other chulin, if it has 100 times the amount of the percentage of truma inside the original meduma, then the truma of that meduma would be bottled in the second chulin that it fell in. We don't say
that it needs 100 times the amount of the meduma that fell in, since the meduma has a din like truma. Instead, it only needs 100 times the amount of the percentage of truma inside the original meduma. The din is if sa'or shal truma, sourdough of truma, falls into an isa shal chulin, into dough of chulin, it makes it into chametz. The din is that the entire dough has a din like truma. Even though most of the dough is chulin, there's only a little bit of truma that fell into it, but since that truma is the sa'or that makes it into chametz, the entire thing gets a din like chametz. Now, if some of that original dough, after it gets a din like truma, falls into a second dough of chulin, it makes that second dough into chametz. In such a case, the second dough is not necessarily truma, even though it became chametz from the first dough, which had a din like truma. We don't say that the second dough is necessarily truma unless the percentage of truma that's inside the first dough that fell into the second dough is enough alone without the chulin that's mixed with it to make the second dough into truma. In such a case, the second dough also would have a din like truma. But if the amount of truma that's in the first dough that fell into the second dough is not enough to make the second dough chametz alone without the chulin that's mixed with it, in such a case, the second dough does not have a din like truma, since the second dough would not have become chametz from the truma alone that fell into it, only from the chulin that's together with it. Even though that chulin that's together with the truma that fell into the second dough also has a din like truma, since it became chametz from the original sourdough, but as far as making the second dough into truma, we look at it like chulin, and the second dough would not become truma unless the percentage of truma in the first dough is enough alone to make the second dough into chametz.
Then mayim shuvim and poison is a mikvah ela lefi chesed. And since mayim shuvim, drawn water, only possible a mikvah lefi chesed, meaning to say that the din is that a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa'ah, 40 sa'ah is the amount you need for a mikvah, and then you put in 3 lugit of mayim shuvim, drawn water, into the mikvah, the mikvah would be possible from that mayim shuvim. Only after the mikvah has 40 sa'ah of rainwater can you put mayim shuvim into the mikvah. After the mikvah has 40 sa'ah of rainwater, then you can put as much mayim shuvim into the mikvah as you want. Now, there's a different type of mayim shuvim, which is you can put in the mayim shuvim derech hamshacha by wrong it on the ground until it falls into the mikvah. In such a case, the mikvah would have a different din. If the mikvah already has 21 sa'ah of rainwater, and then for the last 19 sa'ah, you put in mayim shuvim, but you put it in derech hamshacha by wrong it on the ground before it goes into the mikvah, in such a case, the mikvah is kosher. But if the mikvah does not yet have 21 sa'ah of rainwater, then you cannot fill in the mikvah with mayim shuvim, even derech hamshacha. So that's what the mishnah means. Mayim shuvim only passes the mikvah lefi chesed, meaning to say, if you put in the mayim shuvim derech hamshacha by wrong it on the ground, then we look at the chesed of rainwater that is already in the mikvah. If the mikvah already has 21 sa'ah of rainwater, then for the last 19 sa'ah, you can put in mayim shuvim derech hamshacha. But if the mikvah does not yet have 21 sa'ah of rainwater, then the mayim shuvim that you put into the mikvah would pass the mikvah, even if you put it in derech hamshacha. Now, this is the first shot in the mishnah that the Rav brings down. The Rav brings down also a second shot in the mishnah, which is that we said before that if you have a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa'ah, if you put in 3 lugim of mayim shuvim directly into the mikvah, then the mikvah is pasul. Now, the mishnah tells us that mayim shuvim that passes the mikvah only passes the mikvah lefi chesed, which is lefi chesed of the amount of kelim that you use to put the mayim shuvim into the mikvah. In other words, that which we said, that 3 lugim of mayim shuvim that's put into a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa'ah will pasul the mikvah, that's only if the mayim shuvim was put into the mikvah from 3 kelim, 3 utensils, or less. In such a case, the mikvah would be pasul. But if the 3 lugim of mayim shuvim that was put into the mikvah was put into the mikvah from more than 3 kelim, in such a case, the mayim shuvim would not pasul the mikvah. That's what the mishnah means. That mayim shuvim only passes the mikvah lefi chesed, meaning to say lefi chesed, the amount of kelim that you use to put the mayim shuvim into the mikvah.